Hey, Katie.
Yeah?
Want to make a podcast?
Sure. Can we talk about outrageously dark and scary things like murder and aliens?
Yeah. And is it cool if we talk about beautiful things like divination and astrology?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hi, we're Katie and Kelly, hosts of the podcast, All Things Outrageously Dark, Scary, Beautiful, and Totally True.
We recognize there's a lot of podcasts out there, but what sets us apart is our professionalism and dedication to our research.
New episodes every Wednesday. Tune in, and of course,
have the day you deserve.
Happy birthday to the Spiritual Sisters podcast. We are officially a year old today.
It's crazy.
We're still a baby. We're like still teething and walking, learning how to walk and talk and stuff.
We're still a train wreck is what she's trying to say.
No, we're a baby.
I don't know. I feel like we're still trying to get it together, but we're very, I mean, I feel, and I'd love to know how you feel, but I'm very proud of this very like much family effort.
Hey guys, this is a just extra fun little bonus for you guys coming to you today, April 11th, because we're officially a year old. Crazy.
The 411 on all things spiritual with a twist.
Yeah.
That's our
bio. The twist part didn't work.
What do you, I mean,
haters.
I feel like it did. You don't think so? Oh, no, with a twist. No, yeah. Okay, got it. Got it.
Haters. Y'all are haters. I'm gonna get into that very soon. Anyway, yeah, a year later. So let's kind of talk about what it's been like. So when we had the idea to do this, we were gonna just do it every other week, right? And we already spoke to that in the beginning.
Yeah.
This was just gonna be a bi-weekly show because we didn't have time for much else.
But we made the time.
And then a week into it, we're like, let's do it every week. Oh, how dumb we were. So we turned it into every week and we haven't missed a week.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, we haven't missed a week in a year. So that happened. And we had this idea for the show that it was going to be a mixture of all of the things that we both love, well, that I love, maybe. So it was going to be lots of spiritual stuff for you and for me to learn. But I also wanted to talk about the dark side of life because I don't know if you guys know this, but the world is not all light and love. So I wanted to talk about that stuff. And that didn't go as planned because apparently you girlies only like light and love, and you know, whatever. That's not real life, but we can do that on the podcast.
Yes.
So that didn't go as planned, which I'm a little bitter about. I was thinking about it today. I'm actually very bitter about it. And we changed it up since we didn't want to shove things down your throat, but a part of me kind of wants to shove things down your throat. So I may revisit that for like a once a month.
I think you should do it. We talked about that. I was like, we have extra recording hours on our Buzzsprout platform.
Right. But it's people didn't listen to those episodes as much as they listened to the other ones. So it was like, well, we don't want to put something out that people aren't listening to. I think we thought that that would be a good way to bring people in, though, to learning about the spiritual stuff. Because they would be here, you know, we know that like true crime and conspiracy and things like that tend to have more listens. Like people tend to be more interested in that, but apparently not our audience. So anyways, we were hoping that maybe we could bring in new people and also teach them a little bit about spiritual stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know. Y'all are a little bit not into that. So I want to know why. You know, you guys need to message me and tell me why.
Where can they find you?
Oh, on the Spiritual Sisters podcast? At the Spiritual Sisters podcast?
At Mom Wifey Therapist.
At Mom Wifey Therapist?
Yeah.
Send it to both.
Yeah.
But yeah, a year, what a wild ride it's been.
I don't think either of us, and I'm sure other fellow podcasters can attest to this too, could have anticipated what goes into actually putting a show like this out, or just a podcast in general.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. So guys, leave us a review in honor of our 1 year. Telling us how much you love us. We've
been begging for reviews for a year.
Please and thank you. Apple's preferred.
We have a good amount of reviews. We have about 40.
No, we really do. I was with Savannah like week before last, and her husband was looking at the podcast, like the reviews and stuff. And he was like, you guys have more reviews than literally like the most popular soccer podcast that I listen to. And I was like, oh, okay.
Who's listening to podcasts about soccer?
Apparently quite a few. So anyways, I thought that was really interesting. And she's like, I told you it was a thing. And I was like, well, we don't feel like it's a thing, but we hear it's going to be a thing. And so help us make it a thing, friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you learned in this past year of podcasting?
About podcasting in general or just life in general?
Just about life, podcasting, anything, all the things that you like to say.
That this world, the spiritual world, is vast and endless, and the rabbit holes are endless.
Mm.
I learned a lot about like you and how you operate from a managerial standpoint, an operations manager. Guys, you want to get on the podcast? Don't send me a message on DM, like via DM on Instagram. Talk to Nicole. She is the boss. She is the boss. Brianna edits. I just show the fuck up, okay? It's not me.
You know, I keep resisting being the boss, but you're right. I kind of am the boss.
Yeah, you're the boss.
I don't mean to be. It's just the vibes, just older sister energy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been really interesting because I don't think I would have understood that unless we were like in a work type setting, which this very much is. Like we have fun, but we treat it like a job. We've definitely had some discussions. Some tears have been shed. We had one recently, but I mean, that's for a topic off of recording.
We could probably talk about it today.
Oh, I mean,
it's appropriate. Yeah. It'll go with the topic.
I mean, we're thinking about maybe what the format could look like a year into it. Like, you know, maybe us just being one interviewer or being the both of us or doing nothing set in stone, but our schedules as of right now with everything Nicole has going on, everything I have going on, what's coming for us in our personal lives, it's just, it might make more sense considering the people that we have coming on that are interested. And I mean, I'm really excited about some of the guests that we've had and we will continue to have. So just scheduling like purposes, the format might change. So no promises, but I also don't think I realized like how much you had going on in your personal life. And even just now we were recording an episode and I was like, I honestly had no idea. And so like, I really hold space for you in that regard because it truly was just kind of like, you know, and I feel bad as like a sister. So I've learned that. And then I've also feel like we've both shown up because we do not like media stuff like this, guys. Like we are kind of hermits. And one skill set that I know that we've both improved is how we show up, how to like show up and turn on that camera ready, I guess, look and appearance.
Maybe not the, you not don't the have, look. You don't have makeup on right now and I have Aquaphor all over my face right now. Like, I don't know if we're camera ready.
Well, we know how to turn the camera it on. Gets, but. Okay, so we can turn it on when necessary, but our speaking skills. I actually got complimented about this recently and I was like, I didn't notice that. Where we did a workshop. It was actually back in December. We're recording this now in April. And one of our girlfriends was saying, you speak so well. And I was like, first of all, I don't think that was me speaking. I feel like it was like a higher being. But I definitely attribute the podcast to improving communication skills.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So that's my takeaway. What about yours?
Like, totally.
Like.
Oh, gosh. What's the question? What have I learned?
What have you learned? Yeah.
I don't know. I
gave four responses to that question.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
Are you into weird shit? Yeah?
You into cryptids?
What about hauntings? Yeah, I've got a ghost for you.
Oh, you like overworld the beans.
Me too. Check out all these aliens. We have plenty. How do you feel about a good legend?
Want to hear about spooky happenings?
Yeah, you do.
Let us show you what we've got.
Hey guys, grab a drink and join us, Amanda and Sean, every week while we dive into the strange and haunting topics that have piqued our interest.
See you over at The Haunted and the Strange, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay spooky.
I learned that there's a lot, and we've talked about this before, though, there's a lot more that goes into mm-hmm. a podcast than you realize. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've learned that the podcast community is great.
Yes.
We've met a lot of great podcasters and other shows, and it's really interesting because there isn't like competition. Everybody's kind of cheering each other on because everybody does something so different. Even if you're doing true crime, for example, not everybody's doing true crime the same way, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of support within the podcast community. So I've learned that, something that I maybe didn't expect or even, I think I just always assume that everybody, I think I assume that other people see things as competition and like there's not enough to go around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think that's been the case with the podcast community. I've learned that... I don't know. I've learned that it's been a year, guys. It really has been a year, and we kind of spoke about this recently, but it's been a year in the sense that we started this podcast we birthed it in January. Mm-hmm. Felt like pregnant with it in January, and then we gave birth in
April.
And I think my life got turned upside down the very next month, like in May.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I realized that until
now,
like recently. Mm-hmm. And I learned that, I learned that I can do hard shit. I learned mm-hmm. that I'm maybe a little more capable of things than I thought. And that isn't to like, I don't know, that's not to like pat myself on the back, but I think it is just something that I just came to realize. Like, oh, I've done a lot, I've been through a lot, and I didn't realize it until you like take a step back. So I think I've learned that I can do hard shit. I've learned that podcasting definitely does help with speaking and the way you show up. And even in just some workshops that I've done, I learned that I like doing workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And so even in some of the workshops that I've done, I feel more confident when I speak, and that's been helpful. I learned that I say like and okay a lot, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. It's like, there's only so much we can do. Okay, guys. Like, you guys are either going to get ums, likes, okay. Yeah. We can't be perfect. So I think that's what I learned. I feel like I didn't learn as much about you and the way you operate, because I think I had a good idea of the way like your mind works, whereas maybe you didn't have that as much of a sense of me.
Mm.
But I think too, that just goes along with me like watching you grow up as like a little kid to now. So I was able to like see the evolution of how you operate,
mm-hmm.
Again, coming from like the older standpoint. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I learned.
Yeah. I feel like you could be better about giving yourself compliments too. I feel like I've learned that on the podcast because you did have a hard year.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not ending anytime soon. So, oh my gosh, big things this year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I even tell you guys that I got rear-ended by a cement truck twice?
Recently? During an eclipse.
Was it during an eclipse? Oh, it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So that happened.
Yep. And the reason I say eclipse, guys, is because more car accidents tend to happen during eclipse season.
And I saw a really gnarly car accident that same day. Mm-hmm. Remember I texted you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that has been going on. But what have been some of the highs and lows of this year in regards to the show?
I love the sense of community that we have with guests, with people that just send us notes.
I love that.
Right? Like that you just would not have expected it. I think we got an email, which by the way, that we love it.
please send us emails or notes or DMs, whatever, from someone like in
just talk to us.
Right. from Connecticut. This was a while ago, Nick, because she was like, I was listening. Mm-hmm. It was like a morning drive. And she was just saying mm-hmm. how she really related to some of the stories that we were sharing. So I really appreciated that. The sense of gratitude for people coming on the show that are just like so appreciative that are our friends or acquaintances or just, you know, people we've met online. I think we've met a lot of really cool people online. Mm-hmm. Getting to do the episodes with the family, like I think Dad's episode's probably my favorite because it's Dad. Brianna. Oh my God. Brianna is killing it. Like she does all of our YouTube
she's
editing.
Learning new skills.
Yeah. She does our social media now. And mm-hmm. it's very much like Nicole, we talked about this on the Common Mystics episode where it's like, if we have like a riff or we have to talk, like we got to figure that shit out soon. Cause we have a show to put out. Right. And I'm sure it's different for people who are, cause like we're sisters, right? We're family. I often wonder what it would be like for friends or just co-hosts, what that dynamic would look like if there are differences. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And I think that kind of leads into the lows where it's like, fuck, like, is this ever going to get the attention that we want? Or are we going to see like an increase in numbers? Are we really like on to something? And sometimes we don't always get that reflected back to us as quickly as we would like because of the world that we live in where instant gratification is such a thing. But it mm-hmm. also brings me such a sense of satisfaction to like quite literally have 58 plus episodes out. At the time of this, 57, I'm sorry.
I don't even know how many we have.
I think it's 58, actually. 58.
Yeah. And what episode is this going to be then?
59.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So to say that we've done that in 52 weeks, like, and granted, like, we still have full-time jobs in relationships, mm-hmm. mothers, like, we have other responsibilities, show up for friends and family. So it is a lot. I'm not going to downplay that because this is an extra job, but I think that's just part of the grind as generators and manygens that, you know, we can hang. We can hang. Like, at the end of the day.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. So I think we've thought about quitting a handful of times, but if we'd really mean it is one thing because I do enjoy it. And so, yeah, those are some of the highs and lows for me.
Okay. So Dad's episode, one of your favorites. Uh-huh. What other ones?
I love the one we did with Maria. I love the Common Mystics one. The one that you and I did when I was in Oregon was that not manifestation. Was with the joke
we
about
did synchronicities. Synchronicities, and that was fun. We did another one.
And I liked our birthday readings. Birthday, you guys, the birthday episodes, birthday month. Last year was working. That was like a work month. I'm like, I don't know if we're doing that shit again, but
yeah.
Those are fun rough. To have our friends on.
They were really fun. I've thought about that. Let us know if you have any other suggestions though for birthday episodes. Because mm-hmm. I was kind of thinking that'd be fun to make that a thing, like our annual birthday readings. Mm-hmm. Maybe not necessarily the same, like the same, we don't have to use the same readers, yeah. but, and it would be kind of cool to use different readers.
Yeah.
Also, but yeah, like maybe having that be a thing.
For sure. I feel like there's that. And then, I mean, Queen Mother, like that's, it's just Duh. Queen Mother for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the ones
that
are sticking
out. She said yes to us.
That was so cool.
And I just remember she was signing a book. And we're like, maybe one day when we get bigger, you'll come on our podcast. And she's like, I'll come on your podcast now. No. And we were like, what? Oh, yeah. And all the girlies were around. We're like, you heard that, right?
Like, shock, right?
You can't take it back because they all heard you.
I love, shout out Queen Mother. We love your new hair.
I love her new hair. I'm getting extensions soon too. I can't wait.
Are you really? Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. So those are highlights. Tell me your highlights that I can think of right now. I've done a lot in
So, yeah, I think the same. I think my highlights were when we did some of the collab episodes, when we did with Beyond the Shadows, even though that first one was a clusterfuck and we had to re-record it because somebody's computer wasn't working. But that was fun because I just think they're hilarious.
Check
and
out then, your shirt. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Beyond the Shadows.
If you're watching this on YouTube.
We don't even have our own merch.
Maybe we'll do that this year.
Maybe we'll do that this year. Let us know if you guys want Spiritual Sisters merch. And when we did the collab with Katie and Kelly with the Kitchen Witch cameo.
So good.
That was so fun. And I would say, yeah, the collab with Common Mystics was probably one of my highlights because I listened to them, you know, before we started our podcast. And I just think they're hilarious and I love them. And so that was just, again, right, our manifestation, my manifestation at least, for them to like even, I don't know, acknowledge us and agree to meet with us. And then just other cool things in the very beginning, right? Adam from Graveyard Tales was so nice. And I've listened to Graveyard Tales for years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he took time to reach out to us. And so that was really cool. And yeah, just meeting people along the way has been so great. You know, we met Heather and Rachel, and, you know, one of them is local. I mean, they both used to be local, but one's local. And so that's kind of cool to have another mm-hmm. podcaster in the area. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing. And so, yeah, it's just been, it's been really cool to meet a lot of people and to do some of those fun collabs. Obviously, the collab with Nikki. And yeah, I mean, those are like probably the really big ones that I was like super excited about.
So we've had some manifestations happen literally while we're recording, and we've shouted them out while recording. So for this next year, we're just going
to... What is she going to say?
I think I know your answer to this. Who are you manifesting a feature on the Spiritual Sisters?
Manifestation Babe.
I knew it.
Catherine's and Kina.
I knew it. So yeah. I think you need to start like putting that out there online. And sliding into those DMs and commenting on
everything. I'll email her.
Yeah. We're calling
this an email.
We're going to use her manifestation techniques to
manifestation, babe. We're coming for you, babe. Yeah, that would be, oh my God.
Would you fangirl so hard?
Oh my God.
What would you even do?
I don't know.
Would I have to like drive and you vibe because you're so like fangirl?
No,
so
you would have to not say anything because it would just be alone time between she and I. I get to ask her all the questions. So no.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, like just thinking about it gets me so excited.
Let's post this as a reel.
She would be my dream guest. And also though, like, you know, the girls from TBM, Lacey, I would love to interview Lacey. Mm-hmm. I would love to interview Lacey. Mm-hmm. I think in the future, maybe in a year or two from now, I'm going to shoot higher also. And I'm going to say almost 30. I feel like at some point I would love to do something with them. Mm-hmm. I feel like you would get on almost 30, but like part of the agreement would be that I have to come along. So
we're married, like, guys, just so you know.
I feel like you have the knowledge, but I could come along as like
you're the funny one.
The sisterger, you know? So,
well, you and Krista both have Sag moons, and I feel like people who have Sag moons are just really funny naturally. Like Sagittarian energy is just funny. So I feel like that would be a vibe. But I love that idea. I feel like we're going to cross paths at some point just because we're not far in proximity either.
And then Jenna Zoe.
Is it Zoe or Zoe?
I don't know.
Well,
I've heard it both ways.
So side note, guys, I don't know if we ever shared this on the podcast, but Nicole couldn't go to the TBM event last December because she was ill.
I was so sick.
And all said names were in attendance. And I was like, Nicole, I sent the picture to her because I'm a stalker and I'm fucking crazy. And I was like, look at who's here. Yeah.
But this year, I'll make it this year.
Yeah. If they do.
I had an awful cough and I was like, I cannot be there. Coughing my lungs out because that would be gross. And then they'd never want to come and sit with us.
So. You can't sit with us. Anyways.
You can't sit with us. Yeah. We'll so there. Those would be the big ones, I think. Yeah, I would love that. I feel like there's more, but those are the ones that are like really sticking out to me right now.
There's also another podcast I've been really enjoying lately, and it's the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. And it is with, I think her name is Marielle Lewin.
Why does that sound familiar?
I'll show you a picture right now. Like that? Pursuit of Wellness?
No, but the name sounds familiar.
Well, Nikki was just featured on there. She wasn't on it, but she was mentioned. So maybe that's why she talked about it on her story. Yeah, I really like all the topics on there.
Cool. Mm-hmm. One of the things that came up for us recently was, you guys, I almost quit. Mm-hmm. I told Gabby that I was going to quit. And it was just a day. It was something was happening. It was a day. My kid was throwing a tantrum. It was like rough. We had 5 minutes till we needed to jump on. And I'm like, I can't record right now. Like, you're going to have to do this without me. And that's why Gabby was kind of speaking to maybe in the future having some episodes where we each are maybe interviewing someone. and maybe not the both of us, because in that moment I just couldn't make it. And I was so overwhelmed, and I was like, I don't know. I don't remember what I said, but I told you, like, I'm going to quit. And Gabby was like, what?
So it was one of those moments where you go to the extreme, and cancers do this, by the way. We're mm-hmm. just like pouting tantrums.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we didn't talk for like a day or two, and then we hopped on the phone and some tears were shed, like she said earlier. Mm-hmm. And we decided, okay, this is where we need to make some changes, because it has been really, really busy. And I don't think either of us realized how busy it was, like, until that moment. Like, we knew, you know, like, we had the idea of, wow, things are like really picking up, and we have this and we have that. And, you know, like, someone was wanting to come on the pod, but we weren't able to schedule them for, you know, months in advance. And it was like, yeah. Oh, shoot, like, this is how busy we are. And in that moment, it was like, okay, this is like too much. And I'm usually the type of person where I just can't think about it. I just have to do it, or else I'll get overwhelmed. And so I hadn't been thinking about it. I was just doing. And then I think that's when I was like, oh, like, I can't do right now. Like, this is too much. So I'm not quitting, but we're hoping to slow down a little bit on our end, which doesn't change anything as far as the show. We're still going to be showing up weekly, but just what that might look like might change a little bit, because this show has told us what it wanted to be. We had ideas of what we wanted it to be.
I'm so glad you said and, that.
Yeah. And it very quickly said, no, bitches, this is what we're doing instead. And that's fine. You know, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. So I think now, a year in, it's like, okay, if this is what it's going to be, then we just need to adjust accordingly on our ends. Because like Gab said, we do have so much going on, right? We do have full-time jobs. I'm a full-time parent. I do this, and I have other things going on, and there is just not enough time. There's not enough hours in the day to do all the things that we need to do.
Yeah, I think one thing that we're both probably going to be asked, and we're kind of in that transition phase, is to not operate so much from our masculine and learn to come from the feminine, which I have no idea how that's going to happen, just because of what we have on our plates and our natures in terms of getting things done and just how we get things done. So I think it's going to be a necessary, but I think it is going to be like a fun change. And I think you'll be able to, because I always see the podcast as more Nicole's thing, because it's so natural to her. And she's like, well, duh, Gabby, like, I'm a therapist. I ask questions all day for a living. And I was like, that makes literally so much sense.
What I do.
Literally, right? So I think it'll be really cool to just see that forefront for you interviewing other people. And then obviously like me doing the same when that time comes. So I'm excited to see what that looks like, but I don't think we'll really get to that until maybe like June, July, August of this year, because like Nicole said, we've already booked into summer for guests.
And it's more just because it's hard. I mean, it's so much harder to navigate three people's schedule than it is to navigate two, right? So it really just kind of comes down to logistics, where we were trying to schedule something earlier with someone, and they threw some days out, and I'm like, I got one of those days, mm-hmm. and like, that's all I have, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's more for like those cases, because, you know, it is hard. And, you know, we definitely don't want it to be a thing, because this is a joint effort, but we might have to resort to some of that.
Yeah. So, okay, we're a year in. This is what we've learned. We have some of our favorite episodes that we've shared, highlights and lows. What do you want to accomplish in the next year? What are you trying to call in for the podcast? What do you want to see us talk more of or less of or feature? Because we are, you know, kind of speaking to what we're experiencing as we learn and grow.
I think I want us to do more not solo episodes, but more just the two of us episodes. And reducing some of the guests. I love our guests, and it makes things easier because we don't have to think about, okay, what are we going to research or what do we need to talk about, right? They bring the material. We're just here for the ride. But I think that's been a big source of the extra workload. So I think for us, I would like to see just, you know, maybe more duo episodes sprinkled in there. And I think I want to see, I want us to have more conversational type episodes and not like research episodes, because the research actually like really bores me. And I have a hard time like following my own research or following your research. If you guys watch the video, sometimes you probably see me like, what is it called? Zoning out. So yeah, I think I want to do more of that, because I think that there's a lot of things that we can speak to in just our everyday life that we can bring to the pod and have it be more of a conversation versus like an interview or research.
I love that.
Let us know what you guys think. Because I think some of the things that we've done before, like one of your favorite episodes, you said the synchronicities. I mean, that was really just us
talking
for
shit.
The most part, like having a conversation, you know, and not doing a lot of research. So I think some more of that maybe. What about you?
I love that. I was also thinking, I had to download as you said that. I was like, oh, we're the talent. So I think for me, because we are building our businesses, I know Nicole's kind of had like a reroute for a second because of personal life situations and stuff, responsibilities going on. But I would really like to apply, like you said, some of those conversations, but like what I've learned maybe like in recently, like from readings or what I've learned in my business or what the energy of my business is trying to tell me. So like maybe like a little bit more of the business and applying that within what we're doing here on the podcast. So I would love to speak a little bit, and not necessarily even just like this is the business focus episode. This is like the systems I'm currently doing or using. This is like what I'm trying to target. It's more just like I had this, someone said this to me at the grocery store, and then in a reading, this person said this something very similar. So stuff like that. And I think that there's an underlying message that can be shared in a conversational context that maybe is being funneled through the avenue of our businesses.
Yeah, I think so. So in a year. Okay. So I shared my dream guest for the year. Who would be your, did you share?
No, I didn't, because I didn't think about who I would really want on. Because honestly, I'll be honest.
Like you already got them. I feel like the ones that you want, you've already.
I've been shooting my shot. So Nicole's been the P. Diddy. She's pimping me out.
Allegedly.
And guys, I've been sliding into DMs. I've been starting conversations, and she's getting yeses. So I'm like, okay, that tells me the energy is going in the right direction. So we're excited about it.
Yeah. So no one? You can't think of anyone?
No, I can't, because if I think of someone, I'm going to get a yes.
Well, then do it.
I know. Okay, so you said, okay, add another one on there, Nicole. Catherine Zinkina. Do you have another one?
I said Lacey.
Lacey.
And I said the Almost 30 Girls. Maybe not this year, maybe next year.
Yeah.
I feel like you could get on Almost 30.
Maybe in time. I don't know that I have the following that they look for, because they do have like follower requirements. I would think. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. So no one? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
In 2 years, I want to call in Bridget and Holly. What?
I was going to say Jay Shetty. Apparently he's going through some kind of scandal right now. I didn't even know.
Oh, people are always hating on somebody for something.
Yeah. Bridget and Holly?
Yeah. Yeah. They're very spiritual. Holly especially is really spiritual.
Which is the one that doesn't want to go on the podcast yet? She has really big titties from San Diego.
Kendra,
yeah.
She's whatever. I didn't really like her back then. I still don't like her now. It's like I probably wouldn't listen to the podcast if she was on there. But yeah, that's like one of the pod. I listen to it every Monday morning.
Who do you want to collab with?
My week started.
I love that.
Who do I want to collab with?
Yeah, like another podcast you're listening to. Because we got the podcast collabs that we asked for.
Oh. I don't know. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah.
Maybe Twisted and Uncorked. They're also spiritual hippie girlies, they said. Maybe one day down the line.
Creeps and Crimes.
Because they're definitely spiritual too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have any collabs. I know we've been talking about doing a collab with, or Katie and Kelly. I've been talking to Kelly. We've been talking about collabs, so
yeah,
we just haven't come up with an idea yet, but yeah, those would be the ones.
Yeah,
well, hold on, let me go through my podcast. I have 40 podcasts on me.
Well, I'm proud of us.
Yeah, we did a lot.
I'm proud of Brianna. I'm proud of the crew. We're probably gonna have to do another photo shoot at some point. Shout out Savannah. Book with her if you're in the San Diego area.
Oh yeah, you guys, you got to book with her. She's so good.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our spiritual girlies are booking with her for their shoots.
Oh, I love it.
Like Elizabeth and Yvette.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Right?
They're going to be so good. Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, thank you for sticking with us for a whole year. I wonder how many people have been with us since the beginning. Like, I know we had some in the beginning that dropped off that don't listen anymore. I feel like they should come back and listen. They'd probably like it a lot more now. Like, if you stuck with us for those first 10 episodes, you are ride or die.
You're a writer.
Yeah. I feel like some of the ones that dropped off maybe need to come back and revisit. And I feel like we could get them again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, I love you. Thank you for being the operations manager, the OG June 22nd. Writer.
Thanks for keeping us organized. You guys, she follows through with everybody and gets everything scheduled, make sure that it's on the calendar. Because if it's not on my calendar on my phone, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Like, I live by my iPhone calendar. And she makes sure that everything's taken care of. And
we try our best.
Yeah. So let us know what you guys want to see from us. Maybe some merch. We've been talking about merch for a while. It's just a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Rachel from Like Mother, Like Murder, because she just put out this really cool merch line. And she was like, oh, let me, you know, play around with some ideas and I'll send them over to you. So I know she was going to try to help us just get started with that. So Scott's been asking for a Spiritual Sisters mug for a while.
Queen Mother. I talked to her real quick. My last thought. Talked to her yesterday, actually, and she was like, how's the podcast going? Like, don't stop. It's going to be something. So that was really encouraging. And she's like, I'm a consumer of your great product. I was like, we appreciate and love you.
Yay, we love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyways, let us know what you guys want to see. You know, maybe merch, maybe some – I know Gabby wanted to do solo episodes, and she keeps trying to push that as far as, like, just – you know, us talking into the mic, but I'm kind of like not into that.
I thought about that. And then when we had our little discussion a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, I don't know. So.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. So scratch that. Don't ask us for that because we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't talk to nobody. That's hard.
Like, oh, yeah. So we'll see. But I think it's still, I think you guys are going to like it. So.
So that, let us know if you have any topic ideas. We're always open to taking ideas for things to talk about because sometimes we're like, I don't know, like, what are we going to talk about today? I don't know. So send us your ideas so that way we don't have to use our brains. And maybe we'll do this again in a year from now.
We'll see.
When we're 2 years old.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Bye.